This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged. Not just involved, but engaged in the conversation, because that's what I need you to be. I need you to be engaged. And always a pleasure, as I always say, to have you with me. You know, support the show. As you know, conservatives are getting pounded on, mostly on social media, and it's where we derive a good part of our revenues from, social media. So it's very tough for us to, you know, do certain things, pay for new equipment, buy new shirts. Shirts would be nice. Anyway, but if you head up to the website, therealside.com, we have a store there. If you buy things from the store, it helps us out. You can go to Patreon and become part of the Patreon team. Check it out when you click on it. You'll find out what that's all about as well. And again, it's just a matter of supporting us, letting us know that you're on our team, letting us know that you're on our side. You know what I'm saying? So I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Very much appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. And tell your friends, you know, your loved ones, your non-loved ones, whatever, you know, about the show. And I very much, oh, here we go, appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I very much appreciate the time that you've been spending on the air and in the chat room and texting. And I mean, some of you, a little hint, I don't see well out of one eye and I see very good out of the other eye. So when you send me notes, there's not much I can do for you. I can only watch the story screen, so I'm doing the best I can again with what I have. So I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you being with me and being involved in a conversation. And it means a lot because I know you're taking time out of your day, you know, to be here. I know you're taking time out of your day to get involved, to respond to some of the questions and what have you. So here's always a good one. And this is hilarious. And the reason I say it's hilarious is like, this constantly reminds me of when Chuck Schumer came out after the president was elected. And he said, you know, as long as the president, legislates or, you know, does what he does from a Democrat point of view, from the, you know, left side of the aisle, then we're with him. Like, really? You were rejected, you Maroney. You were told they didn't want you, or your style of management, if you would. They did not want you. Go away. Didn't seem to stop them, though. So I love it. As time goes on, you see what's happening here. They really have delusions of grandeur. They really still believe that everybody thinks like they do. And the ones that don't are mentally ill. Right? So they figure that they're going to pick up the House, they're going to pick up the Senate. Because people are tired of Trump and they don't want to hear him anymore. But I got news for you, buddy. If people were tired of hearing Trump, why are his numbers so high? Why is he doing so well in the polls? You know what I mean? I mean, he's doing better than Obama was at this time in his presidency. And we were still told at this time in his presidency by mainstream media, give him a chance. He just got in. He's new at this. Whoa, we didn't give any of that to Trump, though. Absolutely none. But the socialists now have come out with a list of demands they have for America. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it's like, you know, so they've come out in the open from the Dem Party, right? We know now that the Dems have gone further and further and further and continue to go further to the left. And even hardcore old-time Dems, which is really sad, are starting to embrace the people that are out front with this. And they shouldn't. They should take back their party. They should be pounding pavement to take back their party. I mean, LBJ and John Kennedy would not be part of this party today. Couldn't be. They wouldn't let him in. Right? The newest rising star, according to the Dems, is an open democratic socialist. Now, you know, again, all of this is stuff that they've been talking about for years. It's just now coming to fruition, right? And when you see some of the tweets they're putting there, when you see what they're putting out there as to what they're looking for, right? One people from the group says, hey, I literally don't care about how we will pay for this. We paid for $1 trillion plus tax cut and increase the defense budget. We paid trillions of dollars on wars that we lost. What wars were those that we paid trillions of dollars on that we lost? We can afford whatever we want, and every smug NBA cheese blank knows it. I don't know what that means. He goes on to say, we could not spend $800+ billion a year on defense. We could raise taxes on super wealthy. We could have financial transaction taxes, close the loopholes. We could nationalize our health care system and provide better care for far. If this is what you want, go to Venezuela. Go to Cuba. They're doing it there. Go. You want to take the money away from the military. So who's going to protect your sorry little butt? Because, you know, we never are affected in this country with people trying to kill us or hurt us. That never happens. And what are you guys? You guys that hate guns? You guys that are against, you know, you socialists? How are you going to protect yourself? You really think that some of the bad guys in the world, when they find out people like you want to be in charge and you start trying to strip people from their guns, spend less money in the military, put them in worse shape than they are now? You don't think you're going to see some problems and some headaches? Wow, we have raised a very, very ignorant group of people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Rank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Rank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Rank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Rank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. I'm Trump, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I really do, you know, appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you go out of your way to find us, when you go out of your way to tune in, I really appreciate it, because I know there's so many other things you could be doing, and you've chosen this show. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, get involved in the conversation. If you give me my email, if you give me your email address, not mine, because I already know mine, if you give me your email address, I send out an email every week, and it'll let you know what's coming on the show and what we're going to be talking about and that kind of stuff. We were talking about the, and what are they going to do if we don't do what they want us to do? The socialists have put out a kind of manifesto, what they really want us to do, what they're looking for, what they expect to get. And I sit here thinking to myself, what are they going to do? They want to take away guns. How are they going to come after us? I mean, seriously. They can be very mean and nasty people, but that's about it. And they don't really get the bigger picture. Why do we spend the money we spend on the military and what have you? And I always love when they come out with that we could nationalize our healthcare system, provide better care for less. They want to take all the money away from the wealthy. It's like, do you understand that if you took every nickel from every wealthy, what you consider wealthy, person here in this country, and you use the money simply to start paying what we owe China and others, to start paying our debt off, we'd only have enough money, after taking all of their money, we'd only have enough money to pay our bills for about 3 days. I don't know what they have no concept, truly, of what it costs us to run this country. They have no concept of what people are drawing on when it comes to the resources of this country. That's why it fails everywhere. Socialism fails. If you want to see what socialism almost did to this country, yes, socialism, go look at the early days of this country. Right? When the settlers first came here. Go look at the early days of this country. Go look at what was going on with this commune kind of farming or what have you. Right? Where they gave, where a certain amount, you know, everybody was supposed to work. Everybody was supposed to be raising crops and sharing. And those who didn't have enough, they would give more to. And it was mandated. Whenever you mandate something, it's bad. But it didn't work. Why? Because people started realizing they didn't have to work and they'd still be fed. Wow. Really, they didn't have to work. They didn't have to raise corn because nobody was going to let them go hungry. They would bring food for them. And it didn't work. It almost killed us in the early days. That's why I say to you, we're not teaching these kids properly. We're not teaching our young people properly. They said, we're the wealthiest country in the history of humanity. And our currency is the global reserve. We could absolutely do this. And in fact, if we don't do this, then our country is headed for a hideous and murderous decline. What is it? What? We're going to start eating each other? It's going to be murderous decline. You mean like in Venezuela now where they're eating the family dog? I mean, seriously, think about it. So they go on to say, here's what they want. They want to nationalize health care free for all to include abortion at any time. No fees, no deductibles. Free public university, trade school, or vocational training with no fees for everyone. Again, I could try out anything. I have a family member close to me that we used to call him the professional student. There was no reason for him to get a job. There was no reason for him to do anything like that because he was just going from college to college to college, class to class to class, couldn't find what he wanted to do. So you're going to go to the what? You're going to rack up fees going to trade school, rack up fees going to vocational training, and I'm a big proponent of trade vocational training. And why work at that point? First of all, you don't owe any money. And secondly, if you're not really happy with the job, then you won't do it. Right? A federal jobs guarantee that explicitly is not military or law enforcement. So in other words, you have a guarantee of a job. The federal government will find a job for you to do and pay you for it or help you offset the costs. But it can't be military or can't be law enforcement. So in other words, no cops and no soldiers. It's a sick group of people. Again, I say, who's going to protect you? But is crime going to go away because everybody has a job? They're really going to feel good about themselves, aren't they? When the government gives me a job, I don't know, counting napkins at the public restaurant there at the Civic Center, that's really going to make me happy, isn't it? Oh. They go on to say, a massive cut to defense spending, closing all our bases abroad in the next 5 years. Because, you know, having presence overseas doesn't help us at all. Just, right? But we've raised these kids. We've raised these people. Maybe you and I personally haven't done, but our generation has. Full discrimination, decriminalization of all drugs with cannabis being legalized nationwide. Right, because let's just make it easier for kids, for young people to get heroin, right? Because once you decriminalize it, once you make it a non-issue, no problem at all, right? You're not afraid to get it, use it, as often as you want to, till you kill yourself. A nationwide ban on cash bail and for nonprofit prisons. So what, you can't pay bail to get out? But if you're not giving money to law enforcement, these people are freaks. If you're cutting all money for law enforcement and for military, how do you expect to do anything? They're going to arrest anybody. You won't have any cops to do it. Automatic voter registration. Oh, yeah, that's good. How are you going to regulate that? That should scare the crap out of you. We'll end up with 350 million inhabitants of the United States. We'll end up with 425 million voters, registered voters. I love it. This is great. Oh, and a national voting holiday. These, you know what? These people don't want to suffer at all. They don't want to work hard at anything. They don't want to have to put themselves out for any reason. Isn't that wonderful? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon at gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless him.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The big announcement coming Monday. Who will President Trump pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring at the end of the month? Here's the president in his pre-recorded weekly media address.
In choosing a new justice, I will select someone with impeccable credentials, great intellect, unbiased judgment, and deep reverence for the laws and Constitution of the United States.
President Trump, who is spending the weekend again at his property in Bedminster, New Jersey, says he is close to a decision.
My greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
And the president clear on the reach the judges have.
Judges are not supposed to rewrite the law, reinvent the Constitution, or substitute their own opinions for the will of the people expressed through their laws.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
No, you don't. Actually, yes, we do. We need more of you to get involved with the gauge. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If you could be part of the conversation, that would be great. Anyhow, there's a dozen ways to do it. You can hop up on the website. There's a live chat room going on there. Facebook has a live feed going. I mean, there really truly is a gazillion ways you could be part of this. We were talking about the demands of the socialists in this country, and I was kind of joking, saying, look, so what are they going to do if you don't meet their demands? They don't believe in guns. What are you going to do? How's it going to get fixed? What are you going to... I don't understand what you're going to do to me if I don't do exactly what you want me to do. So apparently, I mean, this is just shy of communism for the things they're calling for. They want to be able to go to school whenever they want to, how they whenever they want to, with no price, no cost whatsoever. They want to be able to have a total health care, including abortions, no questions asked, no fees, no deductibles, no nothing. Then they want a guaranteed job. So what I don't understand, they didn't call out, is do they want a guaranteed job and a paycheck, or like to be a very small pay, a little bit of spending money because you somehow have to pay for the rest of it? Or do they think all the rich people who now won't have their own businesses, that won't be allowed to actually truly be entrepreneurs, do they want them to pay for it? Do they realize that once they're no longer entrepreneurs and they don't own their businesses and they're not making money like they used to, they won't have the $1 billion that you want to take away from them on a regular basis? They don't understand this. You know why? Because in a lot of cases, mom and dad spoon-fed these kids their whole lives. Mom and dad didn't force these kids to get a job. They didn't really make it hard for them at all or make them have to work at things. Think about it. It was funny one year looking at some of the college stats and the amount of no-brainer grants that go unclaimed. I mean, seriously. Grants that would require you to write a paper, a page or two of an essay. Unclaimed because nobody wants to do the work. Why? Because ultimately, mom and dad or grandma and grandpa would take a loan against their house to make sure you could go to college. And it's the only loan, really, other than taxes, that you cannot get rid of through bankruptcy. Anyway, I like the nationwide ban on cash bail. I don't get it. Why? What do you want, via credit card? Oh, you want no bail. A guaranteed right to housing with a total and complete ban on subsidizing private landlords. Build more public housing and maintain it. Yeah, why don't you go do your homework and see how those projects worked out back in the 60s and 70s? When people don't pay for stuff, when they don't have to pay, they don't take care of it. I don't know if it's human nature. I don't know if the way we brought them up, they will not take care of it. And you've got the proof over decades and decades and decades. D.C. and PR statehood. What a bunch of maronies. First of all, the people in Puerto Rico, they've got to vote for it. They have to follow a process of laws. It's called that stupidly called the Constitution. And D.C. is not a state for a reason. Look it up. Pack the Supreme Court. Well, why pack them? Why don't you just, since you're dictating at this point, you're not really, this really isn't a socialist point of view, but since you're dictating at this point, just get rid of all the conservatives. Leave it at 9. You won't even need 9. The way you want to run the country, which you want to be, is why don't we bring it down to 3? Or maybe 1. I don't know. Maybe none. We'll have the president make all those decisions. What do you think? Or bring it down, because what you're talking about, too, is you want to pack this thing to get what you want out of it. So just take the power away. What's the big whoop? Get it over with. They want to abolish ICE, CPB, and DHS. So they want no authority. They want nobody who can enforce any kind of, you know, international law, any of that stuff. And then immigration amnesty and a path to citizenship for all. Right. You don't want citizenship. You don't want a path to citizenship. You want instant citizenship. You want a snap of the fingers, that kind of citizenship. A guaranteed right to housing. Okay, I don't want anybody homeless either. But they find more and more and more that a good percentage of the homeless are mentally ill and need help. How about we get them help first? How about you allow us to force them to go get help, to be committed to hospitals and what have you? Oh, here's a good one, too. 100% renewable energy by 2030. Well, I guess they want to get rid of that, petro-masculinity or something like that? Was that what we were talking about earlier? Fight climate change with the same level of national commitment as the war effort in World War II. Right, so you want us to bomb the clouds? You want us to bomb the atmosphere back into submission? I don't understand. Can you be more general? Community-led policing nationwide. Oh, yeah. That used to work. They were called cops. Cops walk the beat. I mean, seriously. I mean, we had this stuff. We have this stuff. When you say community policing, the thing that's interesting there, you mean you want the people in the community to take care of it all and call only when they need help? Do you actually want cops walking the streets or no? Because I'll tell you what's happened over in some other countries when you do that. Right? In my part of the world, they call them capos because that's what the mafia called the guy that was taking care of that area. If you don't think that they would step in, organized crime or gangs would step in, you're out of your mind. An Iraq Truth and Reconciliation Commission. What the heck? So they want to reconcile with Iraq? Expunge records for everyone with drug convictions. Sure. Why don't we just expunge records for everybody? Get it over with. Because you know it'll come back around, right? I don't know how much crack you think they smoked before they put this together. I'm just curious. A Marshall Plan level effort to rebuild our infrastructure nationwide. Yeah. Okay. They still don't get the grasp of having to pay for stuff. I've noticed that. There's no thought process of what it costs to put this together. There's no budgets. There's no dollar amounts. None of that. Just take it and spend it and take it and spend it and take it and spend it with no rhyme or reason. Public campaign financing. ban dark money, corporate donations, and limit individual donation amounts. So much for freedoms. Gone, right? Rebuild public education, end for-profit charter schools and testing. Wow. Right, so even the charter schools and the public schools, I mean, the charter schools and the private schools, it shows you how dull these people are. Public school, charter schools are public schools. I mean, technically, they're public schools. They're overseen by a public school board, education board. Right? And in a lot of cases, the charter schools do so much better than the public schools, than the general public schools. Right? And for, do they not understand the reason you have for-profit charter schools, the reason you have for-profit educational systems is somebody's got to pay to replace the equipment. Do you want the charter schools to hit the state up for the money, the feds or what have you? Do you even know how one works? Do you know how the fund? I find that in these situations, they don't even know how funding works. I mean, just, it's just amazing. Now, here's the word they love the most, free. Free public broadband, free public transportation, and free public child care. This is amazing. They want everything free. Right? And then they want you to make sure that you're enforcing the laws, making same-sex marriage and adoption legal nationwide. So, have there been, like, all these complaints about same-sex couples who couldn't adopt? Sometimes I don't know where they get their information. I really don't. Or how they arrive at these thoughts. I don't even know what you want to call them. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one, too. Devote the full brunt of the state power to fighting discrimination. Aren't they supposed to be doing that now? Don't they do that now? I'm confused. Maybe I need a drink. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, I didn't mean to go a whole hour on this, but God, this gets worse as it goes on. We're talking about a list of demands that a socialist group to put out. I don't know what they're going to do if you don't do anything. If you want to head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a poll. There's a million things you can do up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, and you know everything helps. Every little bit helps, but the book will also help you. It'll help you get a grasp on what the right believes and how to deal with people on the right, and the same thing with people on the left. Right? I mean, again, you need to know where they're coming from and how to deal with them, and stop backing down and stop putting. But you can't just stick your finger in their face either. What you want to do is, you want to get them to that point where their head's just spinning, they're all locked up, because they get stuck in that infinite loop. Of, oh my God, that makes sense. What am I going to do now? I can't believe that Joe said that. It makes sense. Like, what am I going to do now? You want them stuck in that loop. Remember Austin Powers, the first movie, where all those girls, they couldn't figure out what was going on, and their heads exploded, the robots? That was funny. So they've gone down the whole list. I mean, basically, they want everything for free. They want you to give them a job. They think they're going to have enough money to buy their, you know, their iPhones and their sneakers and their iPads and do all that other stuff. And they're not. They're making demands that are pretty much impossible to carry through. And not because I don't want to give up my money or no money or whatever. Free public broadband, free public transportation, free public child care. Really? Enforce laws making same-sex marriage and adoption legal? Well, isn't it? And who stops it? The adoption is only stopped by the loons on the left because they don't want it. They want abortion. Abortion pays better. Makes them look better. Makes them look like they're just helping you out. Right? Goes on to say, let me see, if you agree with this list or the direction it's going in, then tweet me at Dem Socialists. I would suggest, for those listening, you should tweet them and let them know how you feel. No, hey, look, I believe in honesty, openness, and transparency. If they can't handle the other side of the conversation, well, maybe they should have never opened up a Twitter account, at Dem Socialists. Right? But that wasn't the whole list either. They left a lot out. Well, I should say they came back a second time around and said, well, we need these things too. You ready? You want to know what these things are? Blanket student loan forgiveness. Remember I said they want everything free? They've been talking about this for a long time. No questions asked. They love that no questions asked. They don't want you... We don't want you to feel bad about yourself. So we won't ask you how you got in this mess. We won't ask you what you do with your money. We won't ask you any of that stuff. How's that? Public community-owned investment banking nationwide. You can already do that. But you don't just hand the banks over. They don't realize you have to have people that want to manage, do these things, and look them over. Or do they want you just making blanket loans? Where there's no guidelines. You just take the money. If you screw up, the government will replace the money. But it's your money, and they're not making as much money because you're not entrepreneurs. So you're not bringing in as much money. You see where I'm going with this? It makes no sense whatsoever. Stifle creativity. Stifle entrepreneurship. And how long do you think you can take money from the people with all the money before they have no money left? And you're stifling entrepreneurship. I don't even know what this one means. Postal banking nationwide. Anybody know what that means? What is it? You're going to bank at the post office? Use them as your bank? Some of you see or hear me drinking. I have an iced tea in my hand. My back porch hit 120 degrees today. When I went to the parking lot to go get something, pick up something I needed, my temperature gauge, I was going to say thermometer, shows you how old I am. My temperature gauge came in at a beautiful 115 degrees. It was, to say the least, hot. So, what else? Postal banking, reinstate Glass-Steagall? Sure, because it didn't cause us any problems at all. How do you expect, now some of you know I'm not being mean here. Some of you have been in these positions, not being mean towards you, but listen to this. How do you go buy a house? You can't afford it down. You saved absolutely no money. You go buy a house, and they're going to give you an 80-20 loan. The reason they're going to give you an 80-20 loan is because legally or technically you can't borrow more than 80% on that first mortgage of your home. So now you get the first mortgage at 80%. So you buy a house for, you know, $300,000, right? So you're going to take $240,000. You'll be able to get loans on. But you don't have 60 to get in. But you like the house. You want to live in it. And you barely make enough money to pay for it. So what do some mortgage companies do? It did. They gave you a loan on a second mortgage loan for the other 20%. Now you had two payments to make every month. You had no money in it. You have no reason not to walk away. You've lost nothing. Because you have to pay rent no matter where you live. So you're paying those mortgages back. But it's rent for all intents and purposes. You know, think about some of us who do put money down. You buy the house, you've got the house, you're living in it, and every year it's increasing a little bit. Right? But you had to make the initial investment. Just amazing. It just keeps, these people keep losing their minds further and further and further, right? These socialists are also saying, we want total guarantee of health care. That means everything. We want you to teach us how to eat. So now look, oh God. My Christian friends, listen here. So what these socialists want is they want the government, I'm just going to put it down in plain simple English. They want them to wipe out all your public debt, right? Anything you owe for going to school and all that. All right, great. They want the government to give them an apartment or a house or whatever they deem necessary. Okay, great. Free. Living off of you and I. Then they want to give them a job. Got to have a job, right? Where does the money come to pay for that person for the job? This is a government job. I'm sure the unions will love that. So a person gets to be, I don't know, when I grew up in Massachusetts, government jobs were, you know, Massport, the MBTA, transportation. And they did that one thing. That was it. Good, bad, or indifferent. So now you got the government becomes your sufficiency. They are your all in all. They make sure you have food, a place to live, transportation, a job. I mean, what else could you want out of life, right? Except they own you. Because at any point in time, that check can get lost, that transfer can get lost, and they're done with you, right? They want financial transaction taxes. What? So you want to tax the people making money and paying for other businesses, paying for goods and services with more taxes. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I love this stuff. You don't even know where to go with this. Right? One person says, hey, everyone, if you like this thread and you want policy details, how it will play out, he says, go buy the book Red Baloney about the ways that the Italian Communist Party used people-centric policies to improve lives and the civic health in Bologna in the 1970s. Right. That's why people were still leaving Italy to come to America, because it was so good. It was so wonderful. That's the other thing, too. You know, you always hear about how bad this country is, how oppressive it is, how terrible it is. And, you know, people are just leaving America in droves, aren't they? They're getting those flimsy boats, and they're trying to get out of here as fast as they can to get to the other countries like nothing. There aren't any other countries they're trying to get to. Even George Clooney came back like a bad rash. Couldn't get rid of him. And that's just nuts. You know, in the next hour, it's going to be a smorgasbord of stories. We're going to talk about the Wisconsin Supreme Court case where a professor was fired about writing. Now, think about this. He wrote a piece kind of taking a poke at another professor in his work. It was published. And then he was fired. Well, doesn't he have free speech? Right? When he's writing on an outside paper, it's not like it's school time, school work, and what's going on there. This was an outside paper, newspaper, and he was writing about why he didn't believe with that person, that professor. Then we're going to talk about the key to ending Roe versus Wade. Everybody's worried about being ended. What's going on? What was the original major opinion? Right? What in God's creation could allow this to get overturned almost on its own without the court not even taking action? We'll learn about that on the other side of the break. Don't go far.